Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
All right, everybody, let's get at it today. Welcome to Political Coffee. I am your host, yes, your benevolent dictator talk show host, because I choose the topics 4 days a week here on Political Coffee. But on Fridays, which is coming up really soon, I give you the freedom call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. But today, here's what we're talking about. Are you following the Trump trial at all? By the way, I think Linda sent me an email. It said apparently 7 jurors have been chosen so far, and one of them is from Oregon. She asked me if I knew who that was. No, I don't. If you're following it, what do you think the court and their actions towards Trump, this judge who gave money to Joe Biden, by the way, and the fact that this, and Alan Dershowitz, who is a liberal Democrat lawyer, famed lawyer, but a First Amendment guy, said very clearly, I think this is a Gateway Pundit story, that, yeah, here it is that Judge Mershon, who's the judge overseeing this, his gag order and refusal to allow Trump to leave the courtroom is clearly unconstitutional and should be immediately challenged. I agree. I think they should. Gag orders are unconstitutional. Do you think that all of this is helping Trump? Even though now he's going to have to be at this trial every day. And he cannot be out there campaigning. He's getting massive press, all of it for free. Now, is it helping him or hurting him? Now, the reason I ask that is because there's another story here. Tim Scott, black U.S. Senator from South Carolina. He says that this Trump trial is helping Trump, and it's driving black voters to the Republican Party, not just Trump, but to the Republican Party, because they want a fair justice system. Do you think that's true? Do you think that all of this lawfare against Trump is actually not just helping him, but helping others? Helping drive conservatives. Now, what's the Democrat strategy against this? I mean, they cannot talk about Joe Biden's great accomplishments because nobody's buying it. Everybody knows it's lies. In fact, there's another story. There's a story about that in The Federalist. Americans that are depressed by Bidenflation aren't buying media's economic lies. That's right. They're not. Because every day, and again, this is the purpose of this radio show, is I challenge each of you to think about this. The purpose of this radio show is for you to just get thoughts and phrases and ideas about how you can change your world by having persuasive conversations with persuadable people. And one of the questions you can ask them is the basis of this article: inflation, Bidenomics. And at the most basic level, people are seeing it every day. Right now, gas is well over $4 a gallon here in Oregon. It's higher in California than it even is in Hawaii, which is a stunning thing if you think about it. And it's going even higher because of the crazy state laws they have put in place, as have Oregon. So, friends, at the most basic level, people are seeing it at the grocery store. Grocery store prices have not gone down. Biden's trying to deflect by calling it shrinkflation. Yeah, they have shrank the size of everything because they don't want you, the consumer, to be not buying their products because you can't afford it anymore. Nobody's buying it. This is one of the ways with which you, again, can get people to think about their political realignments. And this came out Monday night at the Political Coffee Clatch, as Celine Coleman running for Ward 1 and Michael Hazelton running for Ward 5. Talked about their experiences going door to door, and you need to help them. I'm quite serious. They need help going door to door because this is what they're hearing from people. Taxes are too high. They don't have enough money to pay the rent. Something's got to give, folks. And rent subsidies, which is just more socialist taking from the rich and giving to the poor, except it ain't taking from the rich anymore. It's taking from everyone, including the middle class, you and me, and giving it to people that can't afford Bidenflation, Democrats' Bidenflation. And it's happening here in Oregon because remember the gross receipts tax, the GAT or the CAT tax, commercial activity tax? That is driving companies out of Oregon. They're telling us that because they can't afford to do business here anymore. It's a gross receipts tax. It hits everybody, including farmers like me. Now, I'm not quite at that point yet, but a lot of my neighbors that farm a lot more acres than I do, make more money than I do, they have to pay the CAT tax. Now, they can't pass it along to you, the consumer. But the companies that buy my products pass it along to you, the consumer. Because they can. I can't. They can. To a point. Is the reason I say to a point, because they cannot compete against other states that are selling like-minded products into the marketplace. It's a hidden sales tax. That's what it is. That's what you need to call it. You see, the chickens are coming home to roost. These are phrases you can use. The Green New Deal and all the crazy policies put in place here in Oregon is driving our gas prices up. That means all of our food prices are going to go up even higher because they haven't gone down. Have you noticed that your food prices have gone down? You probably haven't because they haven't. Have you seen where gas prices are? Well, they're going even higher because of the party that's in control, their crazy Green New Deal. And now they want more of your taxes, because they do. And they're raising your fees. Have you noticed how your water bill, sewer bill is going up in the city of Salem? And the city of Salem wanted to raise your taxes with a new income tax, because they can't live within their means. Right now, you are being forced to live within your means. Heck, I am. And I ain't poor. I'm not dependent upon a paycheck every 2 weeks. Many of you are. Many of you are on fixed incomes because you're on Social Security, or you're on PERS, or you're on PERS and Social Security. You're having it a hard time in terms of being able to make ends meet. I know, because my mother, who's 80, just turned 86. Yeah, that's right, 86. No, she just turned 87. I'm sorry. My mother is having a difficult time. Now, folks, come on. These are things that are game changers politically. This is this political realignment I talked about yesterday. I talked about the at Political Coffee Clatch that Brian Boquist talked about, and it is more than just the millennials. The millennials are moving our way in huge numbers, folks, because they can't afford to buy a house. With interest rates where they are, with Bidenflation where it is, with the Democrats' crazy leftist Green New Deal that think that there's a never-ending spigot of money. Well, there isn't. And you're feeling it. Your neighbors are feeling it. This is the game changer. This is what Michael Hazelton and Celine Coleman were talking about as they go door-to-door in Salem. People don't want to pay a new income tax. And they're willing to consider voting for candidates who are going to stand firm against it and are going to say to the city of Salem staff and this leftist mayor, by the way, kudos to Nick Hill. And maybe we'll get Nick on maybe tomorrow or whenever we can get him. They put out a new ad about Mayor Chris Hoy, the leftist mayor. And he is, folks, because he believes that they got to make government bigger. They got to find new revenue because he doesn't believe in living within your means. I'm sure he probably has to in his personal life, but for some reason, it's okay for government not to. Well, the voters of Salem said no by 83%. And you know, and here's what's interesting is I think it was Tim who calls this show. He comes to our political call. He goes to this budget revenue task force. You know what the city staff, I think he said this. Somebody said, it might have been Celine or Michael, I'm not sure. But anyway, one of them said city staff believe that the 83% no vote on their income tax isn't a repudiation or rejection of the income tax. It's just that people aren't well informed enough. These people are insane. And that's okay, because we can use it. Now, we can use it, and you should use it. Now, I've just done all of that because how are the Democrats going to defeat the obvious strategies and the obvious that everybody gets every day in America? Pocketbook issues more than anything, but also it's the transgenderism and all its other insanity. How are the Democrats going to defeat it? They're going to do it by putting on the ballot in all 50 states some kind of a ballot initiative for the voters to vote on. Most of it has to do with abortion. Ballots, so they can focus on that. This morning I heard from two competing Democrat legislators that are competing to run against each other, and they all talked about abortion. They're going to use local ballot initiatives, and this story talks about the various states. These are battleground states now, where Trump is leading Biden. They're going to try to refocus the attention. They'll try it here. This is why you having persuasive conversations with persuadable people in your world are so important, because this is how we counter it. Back in a moment. It's 620. 503-589-1220. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is the number to call if you want to call on the number. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have an interview with Charles from Accurate Precious Metals. It is not too late for you to do what I did. I converted some gold jewelry that I didn't need anymore to gold and silver coins. Now, they can do a lot of things beyond just gold and silver coins, but I did it with accurate precious metals. We're going to talk with Charles about it. Gold is spiking, folks. Why? And why is it still not too late for you to do what I did? Because frankly, if the petrol dollar crashes, and this is what Brian Boquist talked about, it's one of the reasons why he's running for treasurer. He believes the petrol dollar will crash. And he's not the only one. Jamie Dimon, who's the CEO of Chase Manhattan Bank, Chase Bank, he's saying it too. And there are other banks. And there's a reason why U.S. banks and world governments and other banks across the world are buying gold in record amounts. And you should too. It's not too late. Gold is over $2,300 an ounce, folks. It's not too late. Because if the petrol dollar crashes, everything in our world is going to change pretty dramatically. And it ain't going to be for the better. This is why having tradable gold and silver coins is such a great idea. We'll talk with Charles about that here at the bottom of the hour. Folks, I knew there was a reason I liked Patrick Mahomes. You know, he's the quarterback, Super Bowl winning of the Kansas City Chiefs. There's a story about how he refused to call for gun control after the Kansas City shooting. He said, I continue to educate myself. Now, if you juxtapose that with what we did in Oregon, we had a massive increase in murder rate and shootings in Portland after they defunded the Portland Police Bureau by $12 million. Well, guess which big city leftist mayor just did the same thing, and guess why he just did it? Denver mayor defunds police by $8 million. And you know what he's going to use that money for? He's going to give it to take care of illegal border crossing aliens. Do you feel safe in a big city that's done this kind of thing? I don't, and you shouldn't either, because it isn't safe, folks. Tim sent me a great article about how the U.S. Senate is probably just going to swiftly end the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas, who's the guy who has facilitated, he's Department of Homeland Security, he's the guy who's facilitated the breaking of American law, federal law, in dealing with the massive invasion of illegal aliens. Yep. You got it. And yesterday, there's a couple of other stories here I'm just going to mention. Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch yesterday, two of the Supreme Court justices, just devastated the government's arguments for using the obstruction statute illegally against all these J6ers. Now, this does impact Trump's case with Jack Smith, the special prosecutor coming after him. It does impact it. It takes about half of the charges away. There's another story here about researchers have confirmed that the COVID mRNA vaccines contain a component that suppresses your immune response and stimulates cancer growth. The vaccines have something in it that suppresses your ability for your body to naturally defend itself and actually stimulates cancer growth. Now, if you have taken the shots and you want to get clean, there are protocols and ways you can do that. I urge you to look at it, to think about it. I also urge you to support free and fair elections. You do that by doing business with MyPillow. So many of you have, and I'm very grateful to those of you who have. I get a report every week. In most weeks, we have people in this audience that are using our specific promo code to save a lot of money on great American-made products that make your life better, and they do. I use them every day. And some of you, like the couple I talked about, who shared with me how much the wife, how she came to the Political Coffee Clatch, asked me about what I sleep on, the Giza Dream Sheets and the Percale. I sleep on them both. She loves the Percale bed sheets. I love the towels. I love the pillows. I love the slippers. Just go on and on and on. Mike Lindell uses his fortune, or what's left of it, because they're trying to get rid of him. He uses it literally to go fight for free and fair elections all across America and right here in Oregon. And it's beginning to pay off, seriously, folks. And it's got to, if we're going to preserve and save our constitutional republic. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code PC23. PC23. When we come back from the bottom of the hour break here, Charles from Accurate Precious Metals is going to join us. Now, look, it is not too late for you to preserve your future. Case what Ryan Boquist said, what Jamie Dimon says is going to happen, the crash of the petrol dome. How do you mitigate that? We'll talk with Charles about the Acura's precious metal when we come back at 6:30. Don't go away.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes before the top of the hour, just before we go to Charles from Accurate Precious Metals. A couple of things quickly. Hey, are you like kind of uncomfortable in your home right now, temperature wise? Because it's 32 degrees out there. I know it's almost May. If your heating and cooling system isn't keeping up, and you know it because you're feeling it right now, maybe in your business, your system is kind of on its last legs. Call Freedom Heating and Air. You know what they'll do? They'll come out and they'll give you an absolute honest assessment of what's going on in your system. In fact, they're running this promotion right now about getting a second opinion. If another company has said, you know what, you got to replace the whole thing and it's really expensive. Do you really? Maybe you just need an upgrade. Maybe there are some parts that just need to be replaced. Get that second opinion for free. Call Freedom Heating and Air, 503-580-1456, 580-1456. Check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. I've got some great emails, and we'll get to all of that. Plus, a stunning question to ask you that I'm going to tease you about. Right now, there's another political issue. If you missed the three that I talked about in the first segment of this show today, you need to go back and listen to it. There's another political issue that is hot, and it clearly divides a very clear choice between the ideologies of both parties, Republican Party versus Democrat. And it is in the news today, and it moves the emotions of voters. I'm going to tease you with it because I'm not going to tell you what it is until the last segment of the show, but believe me, stay tuned. You also need to stay tuned for this conversation we're going to have with Charles from Accurate Precious Metal. Charles, it's good to hear your voice again. It's been a while.
It's been a while. Good morning, Jeff.
So, gold specifically is really just heading straight to the stratosphere, it seems. And I am so glad that I brought to you jewelry that I just wasn't wearing anymore, and you guys showed me what its value was at the time, and that was some time ago. It was a great experience. I enjoyed it, enjoyed meeting you again in person at your professional staff. And I'm glad I did, because now I have traded that for something that is easily tradable for me in case things really go haywire down the road economically. Am I right about this? Am I looking at this the right way?
Well, you are. And, well, the scenario is what we are finding is there's just a lot of people that have had their jewelry or rings or diamonds that have been sitting in their jewelry box, or they lost an earring, or their chain has broken, or the style and fashion has gone away and it's sitting there. And now that gold's at an all-time high, people are taking advantage of that and coming in and selling it and turning it into precious metals, or they're using it to pay off debt, medical bills, loans, or going on vacations. And we're hearing all kinds of different, you know, reasons why people are coming in and using the money and taking advantage of the gold being at an all-time high. And it's been interesting of the gold continuing to rise, and people are uncertain because of our not only economic uncertainty, geopolitical uncertainty, but our debt. Our debt is over $3.4 trillion in debt. And the way that our government is spending money out of control, we're spending in the tune of $1.8 trillion dollars more than what is coming in, and that is unsustainable. And there's more factors that come into play. We've got inflation. You know, Jerome Powell was speaking yesterday and earlier in the week, he was saying that basically inflation has creeped up, and it's creeping up. You know, we've heard from the bond markets last year in December, the government took Jerome Powell is going to decrease 5 times next year. And then the beginning of this year, it reduced to 3 times. You know, we're going to have 3 times. And now Powell is saying it's likely to take longer than expected to achieve, you know, confidence. And now with it creeping up, it's being kicked down the road for decrease of interest rates, which is creating even more uncertainty.
That's right.
And so, you know, that's what those, with just that, those two variables alone, it's creating, you know, pressure in the real estate market, because there's a lot of, you know, people that are trying to build or invest in the real estate, and it's difficult to cash flow with these higher interest rates. So, and we need more housing. Housing is getting low because we see the, you know, competition of the immigrants coming in, they call them the illegal aliens coming into our countries and putting more pressure on our housing. And so gold and silver has just been a hedge, an insurance policy where people are able to go to. And the last time I was on the call with you, Jeff, you know, gold was at under $2,000 an ounce.
Right.
It's gone up over 20%.
Right. I know. And it's likely going higher for all the reasons you just articulated. Folks, we're talking with Charles from Accurate Precious Metals. Go to his website, accuratepmr.com. And by the way, Charles, I love when you go to that website, in big, bold letters, right in front of your face, it says, "Something big is coming." What are you talking about?
Well, that will be released in about 45 days from now.
Okay.
And it is a very big surprise, and we're excited about it.
Awesome. So it's not just gold and silver. You're right. I mean, if you go clear back to the Bible times, man's earliest recorded history, precious metals, especially gold and silver, has been really the basis of every economy that's ever been out there. But you do more than that. You also do IRA rollovers, and you do jewelry. So let me ask you, gold and silver, yes, is going up, but what about jewelry? Are diamonds going up also, or are they kind of stable?
They have been stable. I mean, it is increasing, but not at the rate that gold and silver are increasing. There is some select diamonds, the investment quality diamonds, that have increased similarly, but as a general across the board, they have sustained and are going sideways. But as far as the value of the diamonds, they have maintained. So if people are wondering, well, what if I brought my diamond in? We have a GIA graduate, diamond graduate, which is the largest institute of grading for diamonds on staff in our facility. We would grade the diamond, evaluate the diamond, and then if people are wanting to sell their diamonds, then they're with the receiving the price of diamonds that we give them, they can choose to sell it as well. And we are buying both gold, silver, diamonds, platinum, palladium, all precious metals in any form. So it's been quite an interesting ride these last actually couple years because of the gold of it continuing to uptick. And silver is a very attractive commodity.
Yeah, it is.
It's gone up close to 30% since the last time we spoke about. We spoke over on the phone when I was here on your program. And the biggest concerning scenario, I believe, is the debt personally, because we just keep going into further and further into debt, which a lot of the countries are moving away from the dollar and wanting to use the dollar as a reserve currency because it's not in their benefit. And so it's creating a lot of uncertainty of our currency. So diversification is a key factor in everybody's portfolio and even in your own livelihood to be able to sustain and maintain your wealth, because increased inflation and the devaluing of the dollar, we see gold continuing to rise, and that's what will happen if you stay, if you invest in gold and silver.
You're right. And with an IRA rollover, you can literally take your IRA and pull it out of the stock market. Yesterday when Jerome Powell said, well, we're probably not really going to cut any interest rates until we get inflation under control. Well, inflation is not going to get under control, folks. Not until we elect a different president who takes an entirely different approach to our economy. So the market tanked yesterday. And folks, if you have your money in an IRA, consider talking with Charles or his team at Accurate Precious Metals about rolling it over into a gold or silver-based precious metals IRA. Charles, thank you so much for joining us. Always great to talk to you, friend.
Thank you for having me this morning, Jeff. You have a wonderful morning.
Have a
wonderful morning. Thank you.
You got it. Be blessed. It's a beautiful day out there, even though it's a little cold. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to share with you what I was teasing you about, that he is an absolute game changer, and how you can help persuade persuadable voters. It's time for the
call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, my friends. Great to be with you. Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, that is absolutely a contractor that you can not only trust, but will take your hard-earned money and use it to make your life better. Because he'll do what you want in your home or your business, because he works in both places. Maybe it's time for that kitchen. Maybe it's time for a new deck. Summer's coming. Maybe it's time for a fence, maybe new windows. What he does is transform homes. Righteous Renovations. Check it out. Look at the incredible pictures of some of his work, his before and after projects. Go to his website, righteousrenovations.com. He's a man of faith, and he lives it in how he interacts with you. righteousrenovations.com. Or give Eric a call, 503-341-3816. 341-3816. Julie writes an email. You want to send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. They say consumers are spending more in spite of inflation. That's an editorial error. It should read consumers are spending more because of inflation. I also wonder why my tax rate is 28% as compared to the 20% the residents of the White House paid. Joe Biden and his wife released their tax returns. They paid, you know, they had income $600,000+ last year. And they're only paying 20%? Julie's a retired teacher. Why is she paying 28%? She concludes by, Joe wants the rich to pay their fair share. Let us start with Joe, Jill, and Hunter. Oh, yeah, Hunter's on trial for tax evasion because he refused to pay taxes on millions of dollars of illicit income. 503-589-1220 is the number to call. Doug writes an email. Government is created to protect human rights and nothing more. Tell me something, anything one can do that isn't regulated by government. Thomas Paine warned us in his book, Common Sense, that government at its very best is a necessary evil. Some people take that to mean government is necessary. But what he meant was government is fundamentally evil and warned us not to take actions with it or support it or to be a part of it because it is evil. It is evil because everything government has taken from someone who may not be as well off as you. If you support something evil, you become complicit to the evil that evil does. People let fear of government rule them. They get in bed with evil, support it, and take from it. The most dangerous man to any government is the man who is able to think things out for himself. Inevitably, he comes to the conclusion that the government he lives under is dishonest, insane, intolerable, and evil. Americans need to practice freedom or else they will lose everything. I agree to a point. I disagree with the idea that we shouldn't be a part of government. But we need, Christ told us to be lights to the world. And that includes inside the governmental process, whether it's many of you listening to my voice right now that work in some government agency because you're people of faith and you're doing your best to stand for not only faith, but common sense and liberty. That's where we should be. The reason evil people rule over us is because good men did nothing. We let it happen. The church, the Christian church specifically, let it happen. And they should not have. It's not our heritage. If you don't like the way America is, go look in the mirror. If you're a person of faith, because churches, Christianity, let it happen. Now, the tease before I go to Gary is this. What are the other issue? Where's another issue that's huge out there right now that clearly defines the ideologies of both of the major political parties, Republican and Democrat? Here's the headline from KPIC. Actually, it's a K2 news story reprint. Oregon Republican women that are lawmakers urge the OSAA, that's Oregon State Athletic Association, high school, to protect girls' sports rights. This is another issue that is fundamentally crosses both political parties and ideological lines. Even liberal women who are pro-abortion do not want their daughters competing in women's sports to lose scholarships, to lose track meets, swimming meets, to transgender women that are actually men. This is a huge issue. And you can use it in your conversations with people in your world, along with Biden inflation, along with an open border that's allowing millions of people to pour across it. And big city mayors are taking money from their police budgets and giving it to illegal aliens, which is not going to keep you safe. And go on and on and on, but you get it, folks. The transgender guys conducting themselves, competing against girls in high school sports, college sports, is crazy, and it needs to be stopped, and people will agree with you. Let's go to Gary. Gary, go Beavs.
Hey, Jeff, go Ducks. So why do you think women are not trying to get into men's sports?
You know, I've wondered the same thing.
So I was reading the other day, when we were talking to the forestry board, the four forestry members had absolutely no reason why they were setting this land aside, because we had already destroyed their argument about the spotted owl, because they were acting like you could set aside land to make the spotted owl live, except for the barred owl was what was killing them, not the logging. Well, the final the final thing that they hung their vote on was that they had to set aside all this land to comply with the endangered species, the Federal Endangered Species Act. Well, I'm reading something here the other day that they put aside 150% of what the federal government was asking them to put aside. So they put another 50% aside for no apparent reason other than to kill the lumber industry. But they wouldn't say it.
That's a great point. Thank you, Gary. I appreciate it, folks. That's another point that you can make in persuasive conversation with persuadable people. Why did Oregon restrict by 50% more of our logging that hurts all many, many rural communities across the state and school districts? Why did Oregon do 50% more than the federal government? Think about it. Also, there's a great cartoon in the Oregon Catalyst about Oregon's high-tax insanity loop. The picture's worth a thousand words. I'm going to have that on the show plan about tax increases and enviro laws, including the one Gary just talked about. Politicians raise taxes and create these crazy things that make our life more miserable and raise our cost of living. And then they want to raise our taxes to help pay for it, to give us subsidies. They're crazy.